KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. Tonight at the Cactus Cafe, it's the return of Shannon McNally, who was last in Austin for South by Southwest and played a slew of shows. But tonight, you get a performance at the Cactus. It's been about 15 years since Shannon's debut. Her new album is called Black Irish. We're going to hear some live music, and then we're going to talk and catch up with Ms. Shannon McNally. Shall we, Shannon? All right, let's do it. Live on KUTX, Shannon McNally.
Damned if you don't, trouble if you will, it's double if you won't. So you watch what you say, watch what you do. You keep thinking someday they're gonna see the real 60 cents on a dollar. All that makes you wanna hug. Tack your smile till you numb. It's how they make you feel dumb. You wanna beat them to the punch. You wanna trust every hunch. 'Cause in the mirror there's a girl that'll make it in the world. Like the wild winds sway for your Magdalene, ain't Jezebel, woman of weak, for your sister's gone. Let the names live on with a pain. Turn a corner, find your doubt goes back burning. All dismissal in blinds is where your sanity lies. So you've come through fire, set your sights higher, find a merciful moon, find a moment. Let the names live on with a banshee. Woman of we, like the wild winds away for your Magdalene. Hey, Jezebel. Woman of we, for your sisters. Let the names live on with a banshee. Let the names live on with a banshee more.
Mm. Shannon McNally, live on KUTX, Banshee Moan. That can be found on her new album, Black Irish. And you can find Shannon McNally tonight, 8:30, at the Cactus Cafe. Welcome back to Studio 1A.
Thank you.
Is sincerely good to see you.
Yes. Likewise.
I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Let's start with Banshee Moan.
Sure.
Is that song about Native Americans, and in what respect or not?
No, not so much. It's really, you know, a banshee is a female spirit, Irish folklore. It's really, it's sort of the sound of the afterlife coming to deliver the truth. And it also comes for the souls of the dying. And the souls of the dying can hear it because it's a sort of a reckoning. And really what the song is about it's much more about, being a woman. And it's become very relevant in this wonderful time of this incredible reckoning that's going on right now across the boards, and a true examination of patriarchy. So it feels every night I sing it, it feels like it's just growing.
I was going to say, then it's a big song, and thank you for starting with that today.
Perfect. Yeah, let's jump right in.
Yeah, why pussyfoot around? You know, what about Black Irish, the title of the album? Where did that come from?
Well, that was actually Rodney Crowell's suggestion. You know, Rodney produced the record, and he wrote a couple songs with me on the record and for the record. And we talked about so many things. Really, the title means a lot of things to a lot of different people, depending on where you are and who you are. The Black Irish, of course, it's always been, it's at times it's a reference just to black-haired Irish people who, you know, that were, you know, the with the folklore around that being that they had Moorish or Spanish descent, you know, from Spanish armadas and the Moors crossing Europe. And but really the Black Irish, if you think about it in the New World terms, when the Irish came over initially, we were second-class citizens across the board. You know, we came over as indentured servants and slaves, and we ended up building New York. I grew up Irish-American in New York, and it was palpable, you know, being Irish. It's a thing, and I just find it interesting in this age of lots of finger pointing at who lives where and who gets to live where, and immigrants, and you know, human beings are migratory species, and they go where the food is and they go where the opportunity is to survive. And the Irish did the same thing. But it was just a little reminder to white people that, you know, we are all in this together. And musically, you know, I mean, musically too, I think of the Black Irish sort of like the best of couple of worlds, you know, this wonderful lyrical history, and in the New World you mix that with African rhythms and you have this whole thing that we have all dedicated our lives to called roots music.
Such a powerful record. Black Irish is the album, and that's what we're talking to Shannon McNally about. She plays at the Cactus Cafe tonight. You know, I grew up in New York in a Jewish neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We knew where the Jewish neighborhoods were and mm-hmm. the Italian neighborhoods were and the Irish neighborhoods were. But now when I go back, it's all kind of mixed
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
And that's fine with me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the music on your album. It's all mixed together.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing a Stevie Wonder song and a Robbie Robertson song mm-hmm. and a J.J. Cale song. But let's bring it back to Texas for a minute. You working with Rodney Crowell.
Yeah.
That was something that he really wanted to do personally. He had heard your music and kind of sought you out?
Yeah. We originally met 5 or 6 years ago when he did a record with Mary Carr. And the original idea was that, they had written this record from a female perspective. And Rodney's really interesting songwriter that way. He's very conscious of that there is a female perspective and that it is its own thing. And he's as a writer, he finds that intriguing, to his credit. And I think he's able to identify with women as well as men, which is rare for, I think, a lot of men. I don't think a lot of men think about it one way or the other, you know, and that's, I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying I don't think they do. Whereas most women are generally in a position where it's very natural to identify with men in whatever field they're in. And so Rodney's a really interesting, he goes between the worlds like that. But I met him back then when they were looking for somebody to sing this record. And it didn't work out at the time because they have so many incredible singers at their disposal, of course, and wonderful friends. But Rodney and I stayed in, you know, we became friends, which was really, you know, sort of the ultimate goal. And it just worked out that we had time, and he had time. After in all of that time, he made a couple of records of his own, which one of them I sang on. I sang on, I can't think of it now, what the title of the record was. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
And he did, you know, he did a couple of records with Emmy Lou, and then all of a sudden there was a little pocket, and we went in, and it happened. He just made a great record in Nashville, and it was very exciting.
You've collaborated with so many people since your first album, and it's been about 15 years since Jukebox Sparrows, I think.
Yeah.
At least since we got it.
It came out in 2002. Yeah.
Right. You had it for a little while first.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think of all the people that you've worked with, and there's been so many, whether it's Dr. John or Charlie Sexton or Neil Casal or Amy Levere or Papa Molly, Jim Dickinson. So collaboration comes naturally to you. And today we're collaborating with Brett Hughes, who's playing electric guitar mm-hmm. and doing backing vocals, and Bucca Allen, who's got his accordion on. And, well, we'll talk a little more, but let's do another song.
Sure.
Is this one from Black Irish as well?
It is. This is actually a Susanna Clark song, and speaking of Texas. And she wrote it about Towns, Van Zandt. So it's fun getting to talk about this song every night and to sing it and to, you know, invoke all of those wonderful spirits and songs. She was quite the muse, I guess. I didn't get to meet her. But here you go. This is called The Black-Haired Boy.
He's a black-haired boy, some confusion. Makes no excuse for the things he's using. He's gentle and wild, child of the mountains. His words are for singing, his days are for counting. He's looking for a home, he's scared. Some lady beside him, junk on white wine. He's a devil in the morning, savior at night. Tomorrow's the case, yeah, well, whatever's right. Lonesome and high, the things that he feels, kinds that ones that it is. He's looking for a home. He's scared to find some lady beside him. He's drunk on what wine. Is one of the chances you're entitled to take. Is one of the hearts that's too late to break. I've seen him be sad, never know why. I've seen him fall down the line, stand up to cry. He's looking for a home. He's scared. Some lady beside him is drunk on white wine. Some lady beside him is drunk on white wine. some lady beside you, strung on a white bond.
Yeah, we're in for that. The black-haired boy, Shannon McNally, from a new album, Black Irish. That's a Susanna Clark song. That was great, y'all. Thanks.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So we're talking about collaborating and stuff, and I saw some video of you during South By. You must have done a half dozen shows at least.
Yeah.
And then I saw you up on that stage with Charlie Sexton and Willie Nelson. You looked like you were having a good time.
hard to not have a good time with those two.
I'm with you. And we're talking before I was, at least, about all the people you've worked with, and I was trying to keep up with where you're living, and the last I heard was Mississippi, but you moved again?
Well, I lived in Mississippi for 12 years. Yeah, I moved to Mississippi after Katrina, sort of deposited me there. That's where the surge dropped me, and I was there for 12 years, and I just moved to Nashville this summer, sort of to be, you know, just more in the mix, and...
A perfect place to collaborate with people.
Yes, yeah.
Well, it's always good to have you in Austin. And tonight at the Cactus Cafe at 8:30, Shannon McNally playing with the gentleman who played with her today, Brett Hughes and Bucca Allen. Really appreciate you being here. Can you stick around and do one more song?
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll post it all on our website, KUTX.org, video and audio. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today led by Martin Do Nascimento and assisted by Linda Gonzalez and Travis Hood. Studio 1A produced by Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. Our guest today, Shannon McNally. You can go see her tonight, 8:30, at the Cactus Cafe with KUTX.